Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and especially when I get to tell you about our good friend Tim Berry being back on the show. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Next month, we'll celebrate his 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the world's expert on business planning, and he's the founder of Palo Alto Software. And more importantly, though, he's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, Tim, one of the things I know you've been talking about lately in writing and thinking about is the concept of momentum. Momentum is an interesting intangible, isn't it? And you, I know in one of the things that I read that you wrote, you used the sports metaphors, and I've having watched sports all my life, whether it be my own activity or my children or teams that I like, it's been so interesting to see how the force of momentum, the intangible of momentum, one way or the other, really affects things. And so the question is, can a business gain or lose momentum? What do you think?
I think it's a fascinating phenomenon that we all know and we don't really understand very well. I have more questions than answers on this, but it starts, like you say, in team sports. We have these different experiences, but isn't it amazing how in a game, whatever game you like, but how everybody on the field, everybody playing, and the spectators as well, can feel that when all of a sudden something shifts like that. Mm-hmm. When in football, it's football season. There's a fumble. There's a punt return. There's
one play, one call, one bad call,
a penalty. There's a moment when momentum can shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see that.
And having seen that, that's so palpable, so real in a very human phenomenon like this competition on the field, I then started looking, and like I said, I don't have the answers, but I think you can see the same phenomenon in business. And the question is, how do you recognize it? How do you know when you're in it? And what do you do to shift momentum when you have to, and then to keep momentum running as you're running your business?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in sports, momentum is something that can turn around and go against you, and then it can turn around and go for you in the same game. I mean, it moves back and forth. And if you don't believe that, watch a volleyball game. Now, that's, talk about momentum. You can really see it. Well, you can watch it happen in front of your very eyes over and over again in a volleyball game. But in the marketplace, momentum is different. I think it's a similar phenomenon, but it's where it's different is because, to me, momentum often happens. Most of the time, the momentum shift happens from either performing or not performing fundamentals. What do you think?
I think that's a fascinating avenue. It's funny, I have more questions than answers. I know there are some major business shifts that a lot of us have seen. Like in 2000 or so, momentum shifted from Yahoo to Google, and the world sort of felt it. And in the last 4 or 5 years, momentum shifted from Microsoft to Apple, and the world felt it.
Well, I also remember when it shifted from Apple to Microsoft back in the early 90s.
Yes, I totally agree with that, and a lot of people felt it. And now, but you're saying it's fundamentals.
Well, yeah, I think so. Don't you? I mean, you and I've talked about fundamentals many times, but what I'm talking about in, from a business standpoint, the momentum. I think we should identify two kinds of momentum influences, internal and external. Shouldn't we do that? Because in terms of internal for a sporting team, it would be a player makes a bad play. Or a player that was put in that position isn't qualified to, you know, hold up their end of the deal. That's a bad decision somebody made. That's internal. External would be the weather, or it could be the referees or something like that. In a company, in a business, you got internal and external. And internal is not being prepared or preparing. And external are disruptors outside of your business. We're going to talk about those things. And apply them to our business, our small businesses, yours and mine, right after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Tim Berry's our guest. He is the founder of Palo Alto Software. They make business plan pros. Stay with us. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.